American Cattle News. When we look at trade, what can be done to improve? More after this.
CattleCon's headed to San Antonio, February 4th through 6th, 2025, where farmers and ranchers gather to shape our industry's future. Remember, if you ain't at the table, you might just be on the menu. Check out the latest in ranching at the Texas-sized NCBA Trade Show. Network, learn, and grow your operation. Don't miss this chance to steer the cattle biz in San Antonio, where the Alamo spirit lives on. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered. CattleCon 2025, where the beef industry meets.
Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
When you look at our industry, you look at the U.S. cattle sector, it's very strong right now. Even though we still have the lowest herd numbers we've had in years, there's still strong demand for our product, and you know we have some of the best beef we've ever produced. And I think we're just going to continue to get stronger. But when you need some long-term agreements, you need some long-term market access so that we can continue to fill a lot of that strong foreign demand. When you look at exports, they account for over $400 per head. We want to see that grow, not because we're not selling a ton of beef here in the U.S. market. We dominate this domestic market. But we want to get premiums on all cuts of the animal. And so we need to focus on improving our market access across Southeast Asia. There's a lot of potential in the Philippines and Vietnam. You look at some of the emerging markets in Africa, and you look at some of the outstanding issues we've had in Europe. But one thing that we've been really trying to, the message we've been trying to get across to the next administration is, you know, let's work with some of our allies and let's secure some strong trade agreements.
So how should we approach trade?
Here we go. I mean, President-elect Trump has made it very clear that he wants to go after some markets. He wants to hold people accountable. But I think the unspoken part of that, too, is they want to see American businesses prosper. And the way you do that is by opening up these markets for our exports. We talk a lot about Buy America, but we also need to talk more about Sell America.
American Cattle News.